KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Authorities in Audubon County and the Iowa State Patrol are responding to a reported rollover accident north of Brayton this morning. The accident happened on the Brayton Curve. There are currently no other details available. Elsewhere in the news, a man from Iowa died late Saturday night southeast of Kansas City after being struck by numerous vehicles. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 39-year-old Jeffrey M. Kuntz of Council Bluffs, who is a reserve deputy with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, died at the scene. The incident happened just before 11 p.m. Saturday on I-70 eastbound, just east of Woods Chapel Road. Authorities say a man was walking along the roadway along I-70 when it was struck by an unknown tractor trailer. That vehicle then fled the scene. Kuntz was subsequently struck by an SUV and a sedan. Both of those drivers remained at the scene to speak with police. The incident remains under investigation, and authorities are working to identify the driver of the semi that fled the scene. A grant writing workshop is scheduled to be presented in Red Oak on September 13th for representatives of nonprofit, local governments, and schools. Participants across Southwest Iowa are encouraged to attend. Grant Writing 101, a workshop sponsored by ISU Extension and Outreach Montgomery County, will provide hands-on training in seeking and writing successful grant applications. The workshop will be presented from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, September 13th at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. The cost of the workshop is $15, which includes a light meal that will be served at the start of the program. Registration is required by noon on September 11th. You can call the Montgomery County Extension Office at 712-623-2592 to register. Participants are asked to bring a laptop computer or an iPad tablet-type device, if possible, to use to search online for grants and other resources during the workshop. The training will be presented by Jane Nolan Gokin, a Community and Economic Development Program Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Gokin has more than 29 years of experience working with federal, state, local, and foundation grant programs. In addition to successful grant writing applications, she has served as a grant application reviewer and administrator and has helped to set up grant award and review programs. Gokin will assist workshop participants in exploring various public and private funding sources and provide instruction and tips on planning projects and writing successful grant applications. Again, for more information on that workshop, you can contact Jane Gokin at 712-240-2504. Or Rachel Bergren, Montgomery County Extension Program Coordinator, at 623-2592. Elsewhere in state news, the president of the North Carolina-based company that's building a pork processing plant in north central Iowa is providing an update on the $240 million project. Ron Prestige says a lot of work this summer was done below ground on the site in southern Wright County.
We've already dug one of the two wells. That well is almost 2,000 feet deep and will produce 2,000 gallons of water a minute. So it's a big well. We're going to do another one this winter, you know, primarily as a backup.
And just over a year ago, Prestige Foods project near Eagle Grove was awarded $11.5 million in state credits, tax credits. Construction of the actual buildings on the site is now underway. Prestige expects the buildings will be done and equipment installed by next fall, but the processing of animals won't happen right away.
As you can imagine, having to train a new workforce, get all the equipment fine-tuned. There's a lot of computerization that's going to be in this plant, a lot of very high-tech things that takes a lot of work and a lot of coordination to get all those things operate smoothly.
The first hogs to be killed at the plant will likely come in November of 2018, according to Prestige. The facility will be one of the larger employers in the area.
Well, there's going to be 1,000 employees working directly for us. That doesn't include a lot of other supportive roles that will be played by truck drivers and a lot of other people.
And Prestige chose to locate the pork plant near Eagle Grove after Mason City officials rejected plans for the plant in their city. Equipment manufacturer John Deere has hired about 250 workers in Dubuque since last fall thanks to surging demand for new products. John Deere Dubuque Works facility now employs 1,300 production workers, its highest total since 2000. There are another 1,300 employees of the plant who work in other capacities, such as engineering, sales, and marketing. General Manager Mark Dixon says he predicts adding another 50 workers by October. Dixon says the increasing orders and additional hires have boosted morale of the facility. The increases come a year after the company had experienced layoffs and lagging sales. The company had laid off nearly 100 people in 2016. Its construction and forest division had an operating loss of $17 million at the end of fiscal year 2016. A John Deere executive says expanding U.S. trade is not just important for manufacturers, it's important for consumers and around the globe.
Today, about 15 or 16% of the world population relies on trade to solve their food needs. By 2050, that's estimated to be north of 50%.
Jim Field is president of John Deere's Agriculture and Turf Division. He says it's vital to enhance trade relationships.
You know, if you look at the U.S. and you say there's about 325 million acres of stable cropland, and you project forward what is going to be sort of the productivity enhancements and improvements that we would suggest we should see over the next 40 years, and then you project forward what's going to happen with domestic consumption here in the U.S. Export has got to be part of the game because we're going to overproduce.
Field says expanding exports of U.S. ag commodities is a security issue as well, since hunger and famine spawn instability. The U.S. currently has free trade agreements with 20 of the world's 195 countries. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey has been nominated to serve in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Last Friday evening, the White House announced President Trump's decision. And if confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Northey will serve as the USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. In mid-May, Northey told Radio Iowa that he was very interested in working with the Trump administration on ag policy.
These kinds of jobs are usually not long-term jobs, but it would be an amazing experience.
Northey is 57 years old, and he's in the middle of his third term as the state's top agricultural official. He says being on the inside of the USDA would give him greater insight into crucial federal programs that are important to Iowa farmers. Plus, he'll be in a position to be a policy advocate. During an appearance in mid-July, Northey was asked about the challenge of becoming a bureaucrat.
One of the things that happens when you get involved in government, you get really busy. You get stuck in an office, and you get this sense that this piece of paper you slid across this desk suddenly made some big difference. You don't remember, it's the person out there who got up in the middle of the night and rebedded those cattle in the middle of a snowstorm that made a difference of whether you had, you know, good livestock production or not. And it's easy to get insulated from that as you get farther away.
Former state legislator Annette Sweeney, a farmer from Alden, served on the President Trump's advisory board and may also be in contention for the job. She's a childhood friend of agribusiness Bruce Rastetter, an influential donor in Iowa Republican Party politics. The news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.